Mauritius' scream created a big winner and a feeling of liberty. No wonder the current opposition party in Mauritius may take all 60 seats in the island country's parliament. Ibrahim Ayoub, CEO of the International Tourism Investment Conference, ITIC, flew home after his successful London but Africa-focused investment conference before the World Travel Market. He was one of the million voters in Mauritius, and it showed a record turnout. Today's election liberated the whole country and is also a win for tourism, investments, and African stability. Ibrahim Ayoub told ETN that after it became clear, the opposition party won yesterday's election. Ibrahim explained, "The now defeated government became a threat to our people, with reports of citizens not supporting the government being framed for fabricated crimes." According to the Ibrahim Index of African Governance, IIAG, Mauritius ranks second after Seychelles in African rankings for stability and good government. This ranking came under serious threat after the current prime minister turned off the internet on election day to secure votes. The latest Ibrahim Index of African Governance, IIAG, report by the Mo Ibrahim Foundation, released yesterday, highlights an alarming trend for Mauritius. Historically, as a leader in governance rankings, the country has lost its top spot to Seychelles, marking a significant deterioration in its overall performance over 2014 to 2023. Iturbonews.com. According to the report, Mauritius recorded a 4-point decline in its overall governance score, making it one of the worst-performing countries on the African continent during this period. Once a beacon of governance in Africa, we have seen a marked decline in several key dimensions. Among the most affected indicators, there has been a drastic decline in safety and security and respect for rights, participation, and the rule of law. The most notable change for Mauritius is the loss of its leading position at the continental level. Thanks to an impressive progression of 10 points, Seychelles has now taken first place. This turnaround highlights the contrast between the deterioration of the Mauritian situation and the continuous improvement observed in their Indian Ocean neighbor. Decline of freedoms. Several specific indicators reveal Mauritius's current challenges. Once a strong point, personal freedoms have declined sharply, as have public perceptions of freedom of expression and access to public services. Protection against discrimination, although still present, has also suffered a setback. At the same time, some progress remains, particularly in access to the internet and technological infrastructure, where Mauritius continues to show positive signs. However, these advances are insufficient to compensate for the deterioration observed in the critical security and human rights sectors. Experts warn of this worrying trajectory. Dr. Adila Kodabux, IIAG panelist and director of research in Mauritius, warns that this continued decline could have long-term consequences, particularly regarding democratic participation and the protection of citizens' rights. She calls for urgent action to redress this situation, stressing that progress in the economic and social spheres cannot compensate for weaknesses in political governance and human rights. 1 million voters in this small African nation in the southern Indian Ocean went out yesterday to vote, and they have spoken clearly. Current Mauritius PM Pravind Jugnauth has conceded defeat in the parliamentary elections. Opposition leader Navin Ramgoolam is poised to reclaim the prime ministership for the third time. Since independence from Britain in 1968, Mauritius has maintained a strong, vibrant parliamentary democracy. This will be its 12th national election. With this election, the population stood up to break the chains of oppression from lack of transparency and accountability, involvement of politics in the recruitment process, unjust treatment, marginalization, failed institutions, dynasty role. Tourism, an African banking and investment hub, remains Mauritius's main export earnings.